Hello, thanks for joining in today's devotional from Our Daily Bread. I'm Amy Boucher-Pye, and I called our reading The Gift of Repentance. No, I didn't do it. Jane heard her teenage son's denial with a sinking heart, for she knew he wasn't telling the truth. She breathed a prayer, asking God for help before asking Simon again what happened. He continued to deny he was lying until finally she threw her hands up in exasperation. Saying she needed a time out, she began to walk away when she felt a hand on her shoulder and heard his apology. He responded to the convicting of the Holy Spirit and repented. In the Old Testament book of Joel, God called his people to true repentance for their sins as he welcomed them to return to him wholeheartedly. God didn't seek outward acts of remorse, but rather that they would soften their hard attitudes, saying, "Rend your heart and not your garments." Joel reminded the Israelites that God is gracious and compassionate, slow to anger, and abounding in love. We might find confessing our wrongdoing difficult, for in pride we don't want to admit our sins. Perhaps we fudge the truth and we justify our actions by saying it was only a little white lie. But when we heed God's gentle yet firm prompting to repent, he'll forgive us and cleanse us from all our sins. We can be free of guilt and shame, knowing we're forgiven. The passage from Scripture for today's Our Daily Bread devotional comes from Joel chapter 2, verses 12 through 14. "Even now, declares the Lord, return to me with all your heart, with fasting and weeping and mourning. Rend your heart and not your garments. Return to the Lord your God, for he is gracious and compassionate, slow to anger and abounding in love. And he relents from sending calamity. Who knows, he may turn and relent and leave behind a blessing, grain offerings and drink offerings for the Lord your God." Join me in praying. Lord Jesus Christ, you died on the cross so that we can live in harmony with you and the Father and the Spirit. As we accept your gift of love, help us to speak truthfully and with grace. In the name of Jesus, amen. Today's encouragement was provided by Our Daily Bread Ministries.